Proclamation number 5083 of 13th of March, 1951. Supply of revelations, proof of reality of the spiritual realm. The necessity of my direct influence on you arises from the fact that faith in general has become rotten, that people find it difficult to believe what they are taught by the church and therefore reject both truth and falsehood at the same time if they are not helped in that the truth is conveyed to them in an unusual way and they can now decide for themselves to accept or reject it. People are to be excused if they are of good will and they are offended by educated teachings of faith which instinctively arouse resistance in them. However, they are not able to judge for themselves in order to recognize wrong and right teachings, although a loving person can have the right feeling for it. But the world has such a powerful effect on people that everything spiritual seems unreal to them. And therefore it is necessary to also let the spiritual become a reality, thus to convey an obvious proclamation, a divine revelation, to people which can make them believe in the spiritual kingdom. Through the revelations they receive clarifications, and these then also enable an examination of truth and error, which coexist in the world, which have to be recognized. The supply of revelations is a proof of the reality of the spiritual kingdom. I myself take care of people who want to believe but who are not touched by the church's teachings in such a way that they can believe. What I demand of people to believe is well accepted with goodwill and only little knowledge. I want to impart the latter to those who have goodwill. And if they now listen to the teachings and act accordingly, they will also learn to recognize and be able to believe. The spiritual kingdom is not so unreal if only a glimmer of realization is present, and it becomes ever more real the higher the person's realization rises. I myself reveal myself to people, I establish the connection with the earthly kingdom. With the person who also carries the desire for a connection with me within himself. This person then serves me as a mediator for all other people who are certainly capable of teaching but who do nothing to make contact with teaching forces because the spiritual kingdom is not yet a concept of reality for them. But the mediator can provide them with proof if they desire it. The mediator can convey spiritual results to his fellow human being, the origin of which is the spiritual kingdom. The origin of which is me myself. And thus people receive revelations from me, and what they now believe has become their conviction. They now know what is truth and what is error. They recognize that not all doctrines of faith may be rejected. They know about the correlation and now become living representatives of what has become their conviction. And once they have recognized me myself as the source of all truth, they will also speak for me and likewise want to introduce their fellow human beings to knowledge which comes from the spiritual kingdom and yet is more real than earthly knowledge. Anyone who once stands in the light will no longer want to miss it but will take care that the light sends its rays even into the deepest darkness. He will relinquish his knowledge because he has recognized it as truth. Amen.